New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Senate President Steve Sweeney are New Jersey's two most powerful Democrats, and they're currently engaged in a standoff over how to right the state's perilous finances. Murphy wants to raise taxes on millionaires, but Sweeney is opposed and wants to cut benefits for public workers. So how did a self-professed union guy become public enemy number one for New Jersey's unionized workforce? Reporter Mayor Rindy has the story.
Senate President Steve Sweeney has been touring the state, talking up a legislative package he calls the Path to Progress, which would cut spending on health and pension benefits for teachers and other unionized public employees. And the roadshow has been facing some hostile crowds. Here he is trying to make his pitch last month at Rutgers University. Sweeney is a former ironworker, and he'll be the first to tell you he's been an official with the local ironworkers union for decades. He'll always get applause at events like this from fellow members of private sector trade unions, like electricians and plumbers, who often show up to support him. But at this town hall, they were drowned out by a larger contingent of unionized government workers, think teachers and public health nurses, who eventually drove him from the stage. Sweeney's position on state worker benefits puts him at odds with Governor Phil Murphy, who's received strong support from the unions. He'd rather balance the budget through a millionaire's tax. That's a non-starter for Sweeney, but Murphy could veto a budget without the tax and potentially shut down the state government.
The line in the sand is, without question, enough of the old stumbling ways of putting Band-Aids on our fiscal house.
Sweeney didn't start out as a defender of millionaires. He grew up immersed in the construction business and trade unionism. His father headed Ironworkers Local 399 for 25 years. Sweeney himself served as the local's business representative. He now holds positions with the regional and national ironworker unions and earns $257,000 a year, in addition to his $65,000 legislative salary. Here he is at an event in 2012 talking about the difficulties that ironworkers face.
Let me tell you something. I'm a union ironworker. I know what it's like to be unemployed. I know what it feels like to have to go to the grocery store with your credit card because you can't take care of your family and put food on the table.
Sweeney was elected to the state Senate in 2001, and he almost immediately started sponsoring pro-union legislation. Hedy Rosenstein is the New Jersey director of the Communication Workers of America, the state's largest public worker union. She says at first, Sweeney seemed like he was in their corner.
The view was that, you know, we were going to have a union member in the legislature. So if you go back long enough, I think, you know, people liked him a lot.
Then in 2006, Sweeney announced that he wanted state workers to give up a scheduled pay raise and accept cuts in their pensions and vacation time. Rosenstein's union members were outraged. The debate over how to manage the state's fiscal problems ramped up once the recession hit in 2007. Sweeney became Senate president in 2010, and he kept pressing for concessions from public workers with the support of his fellow trade union members. Susan Sherman is a labor studies professor at Rutgers University.
This got incredibly intensified after the start of the Great Recession because construction diminished, people were losing their jobs. So the private sector members of unions were getting hit hard, and they became resentful.
It culminated in landmark legislation in 2011, signed by Governor Chris Christie, that required 500,000 public workers to pay more toward their health and pension benefits.
We would not be here if it wasn't for the 5 years of commitment that Steve Sweeney has put into this effort. This did not happen overnight because the big and hard things don't. And so I am, in a manner of speaking, a Johnny-come-lately to this fight compared to the Senate president.
But critics note that Sweeney has supported spending more state money when it will help building trade unions and developers, as in the case of the Economic Development Authority's controversial tax incentive program, which he helped craft in 2013. The program gives big tax breaks to companies that build facilities in Camden and certain other cities. It's come under sharp criticism from Murphy, and a WNYC investigation found that at least $1.1 billion of those tax breaks are going to companies associated with Democratic power broker George Norcross, a childhood friend of Sweeney's who's widely seen as his political patron. Sweeney's detractors in the public sector unions say his defense of the program proves his main concern is with pleasing Norcross and the South Jersey boss's millionaire friends, an accusation they mockingly repeated at last month's Rutgers event.
My name is George Norcross, king of avarice and arrogance, protector of corporate greed, defender of the millionaire.
Sweeney has at times tried to show that he does care about the priorities of all the unions, and not just his fellow construction union members. In 2015, he promised to push for a constitutional amendment requiring the state to make its full annual contributions to worker pension plans. But CWA leader Hedy Rosenstein says he ultimately backtracked and withdrew his support.
This is the part that was just so heartbreaking to me, was that you just can't believe anything he says, that it doesn't really matter how sincere he is or what he is telling you or what he promises. He has no problem doing a 180-degree turn.
Critics like Rosenstein argue that Sweeney's shifting positions shows that he's a political chameleon with few underlying principles, aside from accumulating power. But other observers say he may be genuinely reflecting the sentiments of his middle-class, slightly conservative South Jersey constituency. In Gloucester County, where Sweeney lives, Donald Trump narrowly won more votes than Hillary Clinton in 2016, despite Clinton's 13-point victory statewide. And Rutgers professor Susan Sherman says that in some ways, Sweeney's much-ballyhooed union affiliation is beside the point.
When there's some kind of budget shortfall in a collectively bargained state, and they start looking for where can I cut funds, it's going to put them in conflict with the public sector unions. And in this case, it may be at the urging of the private sector unions. My great-grandmother had an expression. She used to say, the knives get sharp when the gravy's thin.
In the end, Sweeney discovered that cutting state employee benefits could work to his political advantage, and over the years, he stuck with what worked. But with the state's powerful public unions united against him, and without a natural ally like Chris Christie as governor, there may be less leeway to cut in the future. For WNYC, I'm Mayor Rindy.